Dublin department stores Brown Thomas and Arnott's could be sold after an unexpected €4.7 billion bid for their parent company, the Selfridges Group. The Selfridges Group is owned by the Weston family, which also owns fashion chain Penney's. Damien O'Reilly, senior lecturer in retail with Technology University Dublin, has been telling me about the potential sale.
Selfridges is a big name, and it's part of the Brown Thomas and Arnott's are part of the Selfridges Group in the UK, which is then beneficially owned by the Weston Group in Canada. And Selfridges department stores, the buyer interest, there's some question over the future relevance of department stores in general. You know, after the collapse of the likes of Debenhams and House of Fraser and Cleary's here, you know, and maybe in the UK there's problems with John Lewis. So this is an interesting change. But Selfridges is a very profitable company. It's a landmark store. It's a flagship store in Oxford Street there, and it has worth about $2 billion worth of assets in alone and property assets. Selfridges has so. But the difference with Selfridges and some of the other stores, and same with BT here particularly, is that it offers a world-class experience, a significant range of products that you can't get in any other store. The exclusivity, for example, the likes of Louis Vuitton, and high levels of service for them. So those companies have been doing particularly well since COVID. And, you know, obviously an online option is something that will be considered.
So if there were to be a change of ownership then, if the group, Damien, were to be sold, what would be the future, do you think, for in Dublin, Brown Thomas and Arnott's?
I don't think it would be negative. I wouldn't see closures. I would see probably whoever is to buy this, and I'm only speculating here, but it could be somebody, wealthy owners or financial fund in the Middle East, given that maybe Qatar Investments bought over Harrods there some years back. And there's obviously interest in the Middle East for high-end luxury goods, where there's a huge demand for it at the moment. So I wouldn't see it being detrimental to the future of Arnott's or Brown Thomas, but I could see that maybe then would take maybe a slightly different direction in the mix of products, and maybe you know, you could see actually the expansion of the Arnott's brand, if they're interested in the Arnott's brand, is making the Arnott's brand more saleable in online, and also maybe more stores outside of Dublin. But whoever's buying this over is only buying the department stores and buying the high-end department stores. So whoever's buying this has an interest in this. So it would be a company that's specialising in this, or would probably have a portfolio with other luxury brands within it.
And from the point of view of the group itself, the fact that they have made this offer public, in effect, are they saying that these stores are up for sale?
Yeah. Now, stores are always for sale, and the Westons have had many bids for Selfridges over the years. This one they've made public because there must be some interest in it. And I think the Westons, they actually have a very high vested interest in the in Selfridges, in Brown Thomas, with the Irish connections. I don't think they will be selling to somebody who wants maybe to dismantle the group and sell it off in bits. So I think whoever's interested in this group, it's a serious bid, and they're considering in this bid other bids they haven't publicised previously. Now, another interesting thing there, Brian, is that they're also own the Westons, and the ABF Associated British Foods are the beneficial owners of Primark or Penney's here. You know, but that's not for sale. So whoever's interested in this is interested in the high end.
Retail expert Damien O'Reilly.